Virginia's Department of Health is trying to reduce teenage pregnancy with an awareness campaign that's aimed at older men in younger women's lives. In the coming weeks, there'll be billboards, cocktail napkins, and bar coasters featuring the slogan, "Isn't she a little young?" The campaign will be run in Richmond, Roanoke, and Northern Virginia. State officials are responding to nationwide statistics that show that men older than 21 are three times more likely to father children with girls in junior high than boys in junior high. For the rest of the show, we'll talk about this new campaign and its goals, and we want to hear from you. Does this sound like an effective way to change behavior? Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Our email address, TOTN@npr.org. If you've had experience with public awareness campaigns, we'd be especially interested in hearing from you. Joining us now from her office in Richmond is Rebecca Oder, Director of Violence Prevention at the Virginia Department of Public Health, and thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
What made the Department of Health decide to focus on this issue in the first place?
Well, each state that receives temporary assistance for needy families funding is mandated to address the issue of statutory rape. So Virginia has chosen to do a media campaign and some training issues around this to address the issue of statutory rape in Virginia.
And as I understand, Virginia's statutory rape, these laws are different, I think, in just about every state. And there are different categories of what qualifies depending how old the girl is.
Exactly. We have more protections for children who are under 12, and children who are 13 and 14 receive more protections than those that are 15, 16, and 17.
So it's a fairly complicated thing, and you really couldn't just say that if you have sex with a minor girl, you're going to go to prison.
It's not that easy.
It's not that simple. So you've decided on an awareness campaign as the best way. And who are you targeting?
We're targeting men age 18 to 29 because they are most often the perpetrators of this crime. And they are actually targeting young girls, 13, 14, 15, to have sex with them. So they are actually targeting these girls.
One of the things, as I understand it, is that you can actually address the audience of high school age boys because they're all in high school. There's a place you can reach them with your messages. Once they're out of high school, it gets difficult.
And that's true. We are in the high schools, and we're talking to both girls and boys in the high school about healthy relationships, about a sexually coercive relationship, about the techniques that someone might use to get you into an unhealthy relationship. So that's the part that we're doing in the high schools. But when they're 18 to 29, they're out of the high school. So one of the best ways to reach them is through our billboard campaign and through the bars, the retail establishments, and the restaurants.
Where they go. Obviously, if they're in bars, there aren't teenage girls in bars because they're not allowed.
Right.
But is the target the men themselves, the perpetrators, or is the target their friends?
Well, it's what we're trying to do is get people talking about this issue, and we want men age 18 to 29 to start talking about this issue. We want them to see a billboard. Isn't she a little young? Sex with a minor. Don't go there. We want them to be able to turn to their buddy and say, hey, look, you know, you're dating that 15-year-old and you're 22. What is up with that? We want them to talk with their peer group to say, look, this is not really a cool thing to do.
Our number again, if you'd like to join the conversation, 800-989-8255. And let's talk with Mary, who's on the line with us from Pontiac, Michigan.
Sure. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air, Mary. Go ahead.
Okay, I just think that the message is not strong enough, that it should be, it should just be more directed towards the male to be more responsible, and there's enough women out there that they don't have to go for younger women. They can go mm-hmm. for somebody their own age, or even older.
any ideas, Mary, on what that message should say anyway, if you can't come up with a slogan off the top of your head?
I think that there should be something mentioned about statutory rape.
I assume that, Mary, Rebecca, you went through this debate over what kind of message to send.
We definitely did, and we looked at all these different ways to get the message out there on a billboard campaign, which you have to use, you know, less than two sentences. And so what we have is we had the option to go with, you will be in jail if this happens to you. And we chose not to do that because that didn't focus group test well. Men do not want to hear that it's illegal. They already know that it's illegal. So we went with more of the social norming approach, what we call it, which is we want to change the norms around it is not okay to have sex with a minor. So that's where we went with that part of it,
mm-hmm.
targeting the men.
So it would be more socially unacceptable.
Yes, that's what we're
working on. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Okay. Mary, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's get another caller on the line, and this is Mike, and Mike's with us from Chicago.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, I actually just had a comment. I'm 23 and just got out of college. I'm being college age and everything, go to a bars a lot. I don't see how that would be an effective way to handle it. Even if, you know, you got people talking about it, it kind of seems that if someone is dating a guy is dating a girl who's 13, 14, 15, that's more of a power issue and, you know, them wanting to have control more than having it be a healthy relationship, and that's just, I mean, something is wrong with that.
I think we all agree there's something wrong with it. Yeah,
talking and it'll end then.
But do you talk about this? Do your friends ever mention anything like this?
About dating girls who are
too young. Yes, minors.
Beyond the fact that she's hot. Besides that, no, because it's illegal. But more importantly, I mean, it opens up so many doors of, I mean, the power issues, they don't have experience, et cetera. It's not a healthy relationship. And people who would be dating someone like that know that, and they are in it for the control. And, you know, that's something that they have to address, not the specific dating of a girl, but why they are dating the girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a bar napkin really helping them with that.
Rebecca Oder, any response to that?
Yeah, I think that you bring up a great point, and I'm really glad to hear your side of this issue, because it's important to have guys like you out there talking about that and giving that message that it's not cool. So that part is good. And then what you're bringing up about, is this going to work or is this not going to work? I think as we're looking at this campaign and we look at a bar napkin, we're taking a theory where you all, you know, you're sitting in the bar and you see the bar napkin and you're talking with your friend. You're like, hey, what are you doing dating that 16-year-old? Hey, they're talking about you there. If we make it unacceptable for this person who is out there targeting young girls, he can't talk about it with his peer group anymore because his peer group doesn't accept it, then he's going to think twice about his behavior, and he's either going to go underground with it, which would be not what we want, or he's just going to stop it and find someone his own age to deal with. So one of the ways that we can combat those is by having the peer group not accept that behavior.
Mike,
okay.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I suspect you focus grouped this, and I think you did some tests as well.
We did. We ran some focus groups on the initial development of this who helped us come up with this type of campaign. As you can see, there's no pictures in the campaign because they didn't focus group test well. Just the text went through.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a pre-post-test evaluation of the entire campaign is when we did our pilot last year in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia. And that came back with men could recall the message from the billboards and that they did talk to their friends about the message, isn't she a little young, sex with a minor, don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two big highlights from that evaluation. We did find that 67% of the people that answered our survey knew someone who was dating a minor, knew a man who was dating a minor.
We're speaking with Rebecca Oder, Director of Violence Prevention at the Virginia Department of Public Health, and I will hereby apologize for using focus group as a noun to prevent more emails from coming our way. You're listening to Talk of the Nation, which is coming to you from NPR News. And let's get another caller on the line. Renee is with us in Brunswick, Georgia.
Hi, yeah.
Hi.
I do know that this is a problem, and I'm really glad that the last caller was great, and I would love to see more guys speak about it. And I think the campaign to get guys to talk about it would be great because it is not being done. I don't see that being done at all.
How do you see it as a problem where you live there in Georgia?
Well, I'm not from here, but where I am from, I'm from a larger city, and here I see it because I go to church and I see a lot of young girls that are pregnant and they are with older men, for example, 13 and 19-year-old men. I see that a lot here.
And obviously, there's you know, there can be definite problems when that happens.
Yes, and at the same time, the young girl's behavior, promiscuous or not, because their parent, there's an issue of parenting here as well.
Sure.
Regardless of their behavior, the men have a you know, responsibilities to themselves, and they need to know at a certain, you know, there's a certain age, you just don't do that. You just do not do that. But I think this is wonderful, and I would love to stay in touch with the lady that's on this campaign to help out if I can.
Well, I'm sure you can get in touch with her at the Virginia's Department of Violence Prevention, at the Virginia Department of Public Health.
Right, and we have a complimentary website that goes along with this campaign at www.varapelaws.org, and my contact information is there also.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Thanks.
I mean, this is needed. I'm all for it.
Thanks for the call, Renee.
All right.
Bye-bye. Here's an email we got from Chris in Minnesota. Having had a baby in high school by a guy who was 8 years my senior, I started seeing him when I was 14. I felt cool having someone so mature like me. I think there needs to be some education/empowerment for the girls. I think that men prey on the immaturity of these girls. I wish I knew what I know now back then.
The first thing I would want to say to Chris is that I'm sorry that happened, because she's not alone. There are many, many other people out there who are in unhealthy relationships where there is a power imbalance like she was at age 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is, yes, we're targeting this message to the men because, yes, they are the perpetrators. They're the one that are preying on these young girls. They need to hear this message. But we also have to do some education with our young adolescents, both male and female, that what is a healthy relationship and where is their power equality and inequality, and teach them about behaviors that someone who is sexually coercing might do. And so we are doing that as a training element here in Virginia, and there's a lot of other states that are doing that as well.
And obviously one thing we should point out is that in addition to pregnancy, there's obviously the difficulty of sexually transmitted diseases as well.
Yes.
Let's get another caller in. Daryl is with us from Indianapolis.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like to know what your opinion would be on our Britney Spears generation maybe carrying things too far on the female side, and maybe a little balance on both sides, how that might help cure the situation rather than just preaching to the males.
Well, as I answered the last caller, I would say we're not just preaching to the males. However, if we're going to stop this behavior, it has got to come from the males, because they're abundantly the perpetrators of this crime.
Are they raping these girls, or are the girls letting it happen?
This is sexual coercion.
14-year-old girl.
Daryl, if I could just say that according to the law, if a girl is 14, it's rape.
Well, that's true. That's true, but maybe...
So that's the law. It's not questioned whether it is or not. It's the law. Well, you're talking about provocation.
Males are perfect.
Well, Daryl, you're talking about provocation, and that's a question that I think Rebecca Oder can address.
Well, the laws are put in place to protect our young children who are still developing and still learning about their own sexuality, and they're learning the boundaries of that. So we have to have protections in place to protect them as they're learning and as they're growing, and that's why we have the laws there. And so we do need to, as the last email caller said, we need to empower these youth to have understanding of what healthy relationships are, but we need to target our message to the men who are preying on these younger girls.
And let's get a final call in from Michelle in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
Rebecca, congratulations. It's a great campaign, a great idea. But I have to go with the rest of the callers who've called in. There needs to be more than one message. Your message is great, and it should definitely be heard. But I think you've heard a lot of people who've called in who've said, look, this isn't strong enough. And the guy who just called in, I really hope he's listening. He is not going to be deterred if he is a predator, or even an apologist for his friends who are predators. He's not going to be deterred by a message that says, isn't she a little young?
I agree 100%, and our campaign is targeting men age 18 to 29, but we are not targeting the diehard predator.
Yep.
Who is going to do this when they're 29 and is going to do this when they're 56. There are those people out there. A billboard campaign is not going to change their way of thinking.
And feels comfortable enough to call in and talk about provocation committed by 14-year-olds. I've worked with sexual abuse survivors and sexual assault survivors who are 12, 13, 14 years old, and this is the heart of the matter. You've hit it right on the head. Go for stronger stuff. Thanks.
Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.
And Rebecca Oder, we thank you for your time today.
Thanks.
Rebecca Oder, Director of Violence Prevention at the Virginia Department of Public Health. She spoke to us from her office in Richmond. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.